Hello and welcome to the Gambler Betting Podcast. I'm SelectaBet and I'm joined as ever by Craig to look ahead to this week's betting action in Scotland, and we're delighted to be joined by Div McDonald from Pye and Bobril. How's it going, guys?
Very well, thanks.
All good.
Good. We are into the final week of action in the lower leagues. We've got five matches to play in the top flight. Div, St Mirren still on the hunt for a European place, which would be a nice wee reward for what's been a good season.
Absolutely. Massive game for us this weekend. Really looking forward to it. Always like a trip to Dundee. And we'll be getting the early train up there. And hopefully, as you say, a big massive game for us. And hopefully 3 points. It'll be a massive step towards first European adventure since 1987.
Wow.
37 years. Incredible.
Should be a good one up at Dens. Greg, as I say, it's the last week of matches in the World Leagues before we hit the playoffs. We're starting off with the Championship on Friday night and what has become kind of a traditional final match day for them, a Friday night fixtures.
Yeah, it has been certainly over the last two or three seasons anyway. It's been quite, thrilling the last few seasons, on the last day. When you think about Kilmarnock winning the league, Dundee winning the league late on. So that's not happening this time. Dundee, as we expected, have done enough to get over the line, a 6-point lead over Raith Rovers, and they go up as champions. And really only the relegation playoff spot still will be decided between Queen's Park and Inverness to see who finishes ninth.
Yeah, and interestingly, the playoffs start on Tuesday, so that might have an impact on teams this weekend. It's going to be Airdrie v Partick Thistle next Tuesday, Thistle away to Dundee United, and Airdrie away to Queen's Park, part of that kind of relegation battle down the bottom of the table at the weekend.
Yeah, and that's obviously why we're on Queen's Park this weekend to beat Airdrie. Airdrie will definitely have one eye, if not two eyes, on next week's playoff match v Thistle. And I know Rhys McCabe tends to put out a strong team in every match they play, but he's a bright enough guy to realise that this is a dead rubber, and I'm sure he'll ring some changes on Friday night.
Yeah, and as you highlighted,
He bloody better.
Yeah. So it is obviously just down to Queen's Park and Inverness. That's the only real issue to be resolved. Div in the Championship, Queen's Park have got that 1 point slender advantage over Inverness. Inverness at home to Morton at the weekend. And it is a must win for Inverness and Duncan Ferguson down the bottom.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that they could be going down to the third tier, having spent so long, obviously, in the top flight. But they've been sinking and sinking, and I think it could be real, real bad news for them if they go down against them financially all over the place. They've not had a particularly good season. Obviously, they've invested a fair bit in Duncan Ferguson coming in as well, so it's not really paid off. I probably fancy them to probably beat Morton on Friday night, but as Greg says, it's hard to oppose Queen's Park, given that Airdrie will definitely have their flip-flops on a little bit ahead of their playoff games in midweek. So, I you probably see both a case for both winning, but I think Inverness probably going to end up in the playoff.
Yeah, Greg, Inverness was one that you flagged up earlier in the week. You got 11-10 on them to beat a Morton side who have just kind of tailed off towards the end of the season, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I think they've only won two of their last 12 matches, Morton, which is a far cry from where they were a couple of months ago, off the back of, what was it, a kind of 14-match unbeaten run. Then it's just all gone downhill for them. So I think at the moment, you need to be looking at Inverness. They've had a really, really poor season, Inverness. Their home form, though, has been dismal. They've only picked up 15 of their 39 points at home, which is probably the lowest in the league. It might even be lower than Arbroath, who are obviously going down to League One. But with Morton nothing to play for, it's a huge game for Inverness. They have to win this match and hope that Airdrie grab at least a point against Queen's Park. I don't see that happening, but Inverness need to take care of themselves so far on Friday night and get the win. And I'm happy to do so at 11-10, just on that fact, and the fact as well, Morton, their season's over.
Yeah, we're recording this on Wednesday. That Inverness price has shortened a wee bit to 19-20. I suspect it might get a wee bit shorter before the weekend. As Div says, he wouldn't be surprised if both Inverness and Queen's Park won, and Queen's Park is another one that you highlighted earlier in the week at 10-11.
Yeah, Queen's Park did us 1-5-0 last weekend away to Arbroath. A really comprehensive win for them, and they needed that. They hadn't been scoring goals, Queen's Park, but everyone loves playing Arbroath, and Queen's Park certainly did a 5-0 demolition. And they're now at home to Airdrie, knowing that a victory will keep them up in the Championship. And Callum Davis and Liam Craig can build on, I guess, what they've done so far in terms of trying to keep them up. At one point, though, they were almost a shout for the playoffs, as for Morton, as were Ayr United as well. So a kind of pure end to the season has seen them tail off and miss out in the playoffs, and they're now kind of fighting to stay up. But they're playing on the Airdrie side, who have said, fantastic season for the Airdrie. I still can't believe Rhys McCabe hasn't been put forward for manager of the year. It's scandalous, absolutely scandalous. Part-time team, and without doubt for me, the lowest budget in the Championship. And they've also won a cup as well, and they finished fourth. What more can the man do? Yeah. So I think based on that, the fact that Airdrie do have playoffs to look forward to, it's a tough slog. Speaking to Brian Graham at the Racing with Div last week, and he's of the opinion as well, such a hard ask for the Championship sides to get promoted, especially when you're playing six games against the Premiership sides two games. So it's a big ask for Airdrie. I'm hoping that, and I'm pretty sure he will, he'll rest a few players on Friday night. And to be getting Queen's Park 10-11, I think is probably the bet of the weekend in the Championship for me.
Yeah, so I think we're all agreed those two teams down the bottom battling out for that relegation playoff place look worth backing on Friday. Div, Partick Thistle, the other team that's going to be involved in the playoffs next week, they're away to Dundee United on Friday night.
Yeah, Thistle have had a good run towards the end of the season and be going into the playoffs in good fettle, but I think Airdrie's going to be a stern test for them, and as a race, so I think it's really hard to call the playoffs. But I think you look at this league last weekend, there was four draws out of five games, something you see quite a bit in the Championship, and certainly in the other two leagues, the lower leagues as well, a lot of draws, particularly this time of the season. And that game on Friday night, where United having probably been partying a good bit of the week, Thistle with their flip-flops on ahead of that playoff game, it just looks a draw to me, a nice wee cosy draw up the road. And I think you could probably argue that Airdrie and Fermanagh's got a good shout for being a draw as well. But obviously, who backs draws except an idiot like me? I definitely fancy a couple of draws. Yeah, I still think they will comfortably beat Arbroath, but you wouldn't really be touching it again because the price is terrible, and obviously they'll also have one eye on the playoffs starting next week.
Greg, earlier in the week you posted another nice wee bet for Friday night, which is worth watching all five matches to be over 1.5 goals in the Championship.
Yeah, I think at this stage of the season, it's something we speak about a lot on the podcast and on the channel. Once you get to the last game of the season, it's always worthwhile just putting a wee small stake on goals. I'm disappointed I didn't back League Two in England on Saturday. There was 48 goals scored across the 12 matches, and that would have paid probably 30 or 40 to 1. Not suggesting we're going to see that sort of goal range in the Championship on Friday night, but I think each match to get two goals is worth backing at, I think it's just above 3-1.
Yeah. Okay, so Friday night, Championship, five games on. Anything else before we leave it and move on to the Premiership?
Yeah, just avoid backing Wraith at 2-7. Don't need to be backing Wraith at all this weekend. So it's a match to avoid. And similar to this point about United, 9-20 against Thistle, it's probably a game best left alone. So if you're doing your ACCA, I would leave those two teams out.
Yeah, I mean, they look like two obvious picks, don't they, at those prices, but there's kind of underlying last game of the season stuff going on there that kind of probably doesn't make them the short prices that they've been priced up at. Okay, doke, Div?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Championship done for me, yep.
Cool. Okay, let's move on to the Premiership. I would say probably two nervy wins for Celtic and Rangers last weekend. Div, you were at one of them?
Yeah, I thought Rangers were okay, but they also rode the luck a wee bit as well. Someone had a great chance to go ahead just before the break, which would have set up an interesting second half. I still feel the second goal we lost was there was a shove on our centre-half Bolton as well, which caused him to then fall into the goalkeeper, which led to the Rangers winner. But no massive complaints. I thought we were okay without maybe deserving to win the game. I thought a point would have been reasonable. outcome for us. And I thought Dundee were actually quite lively against Celtic as well. I watched the game when I got back from St Mirren Park, and I thought exactly the same. I thought Celtic did just about enough without ever looking completely comfortable. And I think that's the thing with the two of them at the moment, especially away from home. They look slightly vulnerable, but they are doing enough to get the points. So could go right to the wire, obviously, and it's going to be quite the few weeks at the top.
Yeah, both at home this weekend. Celtic playing on Saturday, Rangers on Sunday. We'll get to that shortly. Greg, defeats for both St Johnstone and Ross County down at the bottom of the table mean that St Johnstone remain still a point ahead in that race to avoid the playoff place. St Johnstone away to Aberdeen on Saturday.
Yeah, it's not a match I'm looking forward to. It's a match I'm not going to go to either. I'm not going to put myself through that. It's a long drive up to Aberdeen from here. I think Aberdeen have done okay over the last, what, two or three matches. They're picking up wins. They're now obviously clear now of any risk of being dragged into that relegation playoff spot. I guess the record at home against us isn't the best. They've only beaten us once in the last seven games at Pittodrie, which I guess is probably a bit of a surprise to some. And it's just a match best left alone for me. Aberdeen 7-10. We're just above 4-1. We won our last match 2-0 actually back in February. Our away form hasn't been that bad. Our home form's woeful, but we have picked up more points on the road than we have at home. But this is a no bet for me. I think Aberdeen is 7-10. That's probably not the worst of prices in terms of fairness, but I couldn't be finding a way to back us at 17-4.
Yeah, Div, Aberdeen finishing the season pretty strongly. I think their only loss in the last eight was that semi-final penalty shootout defeat to Celtic, which isn't bad going. I thought 70-10 wasn't a bad price for Aberdeen. Not a huge amount to play for, but Greg and I spoke last week about how Aberdeen should be looking to finish the season winning all five games after the split.
Yeah, they've kind of had a wee lift under Peter Levin. I think he's done pretty well, to be honest. Deserves a bit of credit. Unbeaten in five in the league, four clean sheets in those five. Only lost one of the last eight at home, which was actually the St Johnstone game that Greg referred to, albeit they've drawn five of those games. So he's kind of steadied the ship. They're not conceding goals like they were. And given that St Johnstone have only scored 9 goals away from home all season, it's hard to argue that Aberdeen probably won't win this, but I actually like, and I'm going against the grain here, it's not a bet that I particularly like placing myself, but under 2.5 goals in this game is screaming out to me as being a good bet. The last 12 meetings of these two have all went under 2.5 goals, and 18 of the last 19 meetings have gone under 2.5 goals home and away. So, as I say, with St Johnstone unlikely to score, and Aberdeen not exactly scoring for fun. You know, actually, St John's have got the best away record outside the top four away from home as well. They don't concede very many goals, which is a typical Craig Levein. They've only conceded 22 on the road all season as well. So their away games are pretty low scoring affairs. And if you throw in some corners in this, St John's last 6 away games, 12, 20, 11, 18, 12 and 16 match corners. There was 18 corners when these two last met at Pittodrie. So I think under 2.5 goals, over 6 corners, that's basically the long way to get there. 1.87, I think that looks like a pretty good bet to me.
Yeah, I was kind of drawn to that stat as well, Div, that St Johnstone had only scored 9 and they're 16 away from home as well. So for Aberdeen, I'm
okay,
going...
Okay, yeah, we get it.
I thought the 13-8 on an Aberdeen win to nil wasn't the worst price either. But having said that, St Johnstone have, I think, scored in the last 3 on the road, Craig. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe not being as bad lately.
And actually, Aberdeen have beaten St Johnstone this season, which is also quite remarkable, given that everybody else has.
Gloves are off.
Harsh but fair.
I'm only preempting what I know is coming.
14 minutes in. Not bad, Div. Not bad. Okay, let's have a wee look at Motherwell v Livi. Livi kind of gave themselves a stay of execution last week with a win over Ross County, a wee bit of a lifeline, but they've only won 6 points away from home all season, which kind of tells its own story. They're away to Motherwell this weekend. Don't really know what Motherwell have got left to play for the end of the season. Probably just want to try and pick up as many points as they can, really. They've been overtaken by Aberdeen, having lost at Pittodrie last week. Any thoughts on this one, Greg?
I don't think it's a lifeline for Livingston. It's just a case of delaying the execution, as you say. It'll be this week or it'll be next week they go down. And for Motherwell, it's kind of hard when you've got four games left to play and nothing to play for. But they want to finish as high up the league as they can. And I know there's obviously monetary incentive as well for clubs to finish a place above. So, for me, no bet here. Livingston 17-4, Motherwell 13-20. Obviously, Livy all got a lift from last week. I thought Ross County last weekend were absolutely abysmal, which is off the back of them beating Rangers 3-2 at home. So to go from that to giving Livingston their fourth victory of the season was really poor from them. But I think for Livy here, they'll just try and hang in. But I think this could be the end of the road for them.
Yeah, I think so. Divot would be the greatest escape ever, I think, if Livingston get out of jail from here.
Yeah, I mean, you always, in previous seasons, you've always said never write Livingston off, but I think we've rightly written them off, and last week was a mere state of execution. I think they'll lose this game. They generally lose at Fir Park. They've not won there since 2002. Motherwell are unbeaten in the last 15 home games with Livingston, and have won the last five. I think Motherwell will win this game. Motherwell are still decent at home, probably still need just another couple of points to be absolutely sure that they don't get dragged into the relegation playoff place. They're 7 points ahead, so they probably still need maybe one, two more points. So I had a look at the stats of this game. I think Motherwell to win is a little bit short to put in on its own, but what I like about this game is another unders bet. I'm all about the unders. In the three previous meetings of these teams this season, there's only been 5, 7 and 8 corners. Motherwell's home games, only 41% have gone over 9.5 corners, and only 1 out of 17 has gone over 12.5 corners, 6% of the home games. So I've gone Motherwell to win and under 13 match corners, which pays a big fat evens, which is great bet.
That is tremendous work, Div.
Yes.
Tremendous. Well done.
Some thank you.
No, it's a nice find. It's a nice find, especially on the corners front.
Livy's have only won one game all season away from home, and that was against Hibs in August. 15 without a win on the road, drawing 3 and losing 12. So it's very unlikely they're going to go to Fir Park and win, even if Motherwell don't have a huge amount to play for. Livingston are still shit and they will lose. So there you go.
Yeah, can't argue with that. Speaking of Hibs, they're away to Ross County. I feel a comfortable win for Hibs last weekend, Greg, at McDermott.
I thought it was a combination of both. I thought Hibs were good and we were woeful. And they probably could have scored more. Mitov had another great game in goals for us. He's going to win all of our Player of the Year awards. We really shouldn't have any, to be fair, this season. Because they're always all going to go to him. But yeah, it could have been 5 or 6-0 for Hibs last week. And they'll be looking to finish the season strongly. But it's a tough game for them up at Ross County. Ross County's home form has been excellent. They've beaten Livingston. They drew 1-1 with St Mirren. They drew with Hibs at home. And they've beaten Hearts and Rangers 2-1 and 3-2. So I don't think this will be an easy game for Hibs. And I don't think Ross County will be anywhere near as bad as they were last week at Livingston. Simon Murray, unbelievably, is 3-1 anytime goal scorer here for Ross County. Given the fact that he scored in the last few home games, he scored against Hearts and he scored 2 against Rangers. He's 7-2 any first time goal scorer, but he's also 3-1 anytime. And you'd imagine if Ross County score, there's a good chance Simon Murray will be involved. So there's that angle there for me as well, I think.
Yeah, 18 goals for the season for Simon Murray. Is he on penalties, Div?
Good question. They've not had one this season, so nobody knows.
So we don't know.
We don't know. They're the only team in the league not to have had a penalty this season. So, but I would imagine he probably would be. But I think he's had a stellar season again. You always know what you're going to get with Simon Murray. He works really hard, but he's actually a good finisher. He's a good player. And I think he's had a great season. And I think that, as Greg says, if he's that big a price to score on Saturday against a Hibs team that have lost a goal in the last 7 away games, then I think that's a reasonable shout.
Yeah, we've already seen two draws in 2 of the 3 fixtures already this season, so there could be goals here potentially.
Yeah, I think so. I thought Hibs looked really good because we weren't playing on Saturday. I did watch quite a bit of the Hibs St Johnstone game, just even to give me some ammo for today against Greg. And I thought Hibs were very impressive, actually, whilst St Johnstone were obviously complete dog meat. So, yeah, I think Hibs, 5 of the last 7 games away from home have been draws. Both teams to score has landed in all of the last 7 away from home. So they're still leaking goals. I fancy County to get a goal, I fancy Hibs to get a goal. So, yeah, over 2.5 goals would be a shout. I also think I'm right in saying the away team have hit 4 or more corners in 14 of 16 games in Dingwall this season. So I think you could chuck some Hibs corners in there with overmatch goals, 1.5 or 2.5, but there's no prices out for corners at the moment.
There's quite a few ways to get on this match, I think. Corners, as Div says, is a good shout, not just for Hibs but also Ross County. 8-11 for over 2.5 goals was a little bit short for me, but you're getting even money for both teams to score and over 2.5. So there's definitely a bet builder here somewhere, I think, on the goals and corners markets.
Yeah, I think so. On to the big one, Div, at Dens Park, you're making a trip up to Dundee. Huge game to determine who's going to get into Europe for the start of next season. St Mirren 5 without a win, though, Div, although 3 of those have been against Rangers, Celtic and Hearts. And I do owe you an apology for last week's podcast where I omitted a Hearts win for St Mirren when I was quoting some stats.
Yeah, I don't like to pull you up. But yeah, I thought it was a scandal and it was standards are slipping. But I'm here to lift those standards today. Yes, St Mirren are no wins in 5, but Dundee are no wins in 4. So let's not over-egg quite how good Dundee are. They have had a great season.
Dundee are flavour of the month at the moment, Div.
They are, they do seem
they
to
are
be flavour
massive
of the month.
Massive plaudits at the moment. Of course, Tony Docherty nominated for Manager of the Year as well, so well done to him.
Yeah, no, I think they've had a great season, but I think they've spent heavily on that squad as well. So I'd be surprised if they weren't kind of 7th or 8th in terms of budget in the league. So I don't think they're massively punching above their weight, but they play some good stuff. They've got some good players. I think at home, they've already they did demolish us at Dens Park earlier in the season, but we had a sickness bug going through the squad in the lead up to that game, and we did beat them both times in Paisley. So I'm heading up there. I think we'll score. I think they'll score as well, though. I think there's definitely goals in this game. They probably need the win, I'd say. Whereas because we've got a 2-point advantage and a goal difference advantage, probably a draw would not be the end of the world for us. It'd probably be a decent result for us, actually, to be honest. So I think Dundee have to win. So it's going to be a nice open game. Should be a big crowd there. We've sold 1,500 tickets already, and hopefully we'll sell a few more than that before the weekend. So really looking forward to it. Whether we win, I don't know, but I'd certainly, as I say, I think there's goals in this game, so evens for over 2.5 goals sounds like a good shout to me.
Yeah, I think you're right about Dundee. They've got Tynecastle to go to next, and then Ibrox, whereas St Mirren are at home to Kilmarnock and Hearts in the next 2 games. So certainly, I think, would you be happy with a point from Dundee in the weekend?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, I'd take that now. You'd take that going, keeping, as I say, 2 points ahead, and we've got five goals better off, and we don't need to play Celtic now until the last game, so hopefully it would be done by then. But it's going to be tight, it's going to be nip and tuck, as I say. They're a very good side, I like Dundee, I like the way they play. But I also wouldn't rule us out going there and winning. We've done some good stuff away from home this season. Probably our best performances have been away from home, winning 3-0 at Aberdeen and 3-0 at Hibs. So we've got a goal in us away from home, and I think we will score Saturday, but unfortunately I do also think we'll concede. So hence, over 2.5 goals looks good.
Greg, any thoughts on this one?
I think from a St Mirren perspective, it's huge. If they can win this match, for me, that is passports out and European football in Paisley for the first time since 1987. There'll be 4 points better off, better goal difference than Dundee, and Dundee have got to travel to Tynecastle and Ibrox whilst St Mirren are home to Hearts and Kilmarnock before they play Celtic in the last game. So this is huge, and I totally agree with Dev. If they can get a draw here, I think it's a very good result. Dundee don't tend to do well against St Mirren at the moment. They've only won 2 of their last 12 games against St Mirren. The big thing for me is St Mirren's away record. It's dire. and it's been dire for some time. 2 wins in the last 15, 10 defeats. I don't see Dundee losing this, but I think Dundee double chance at 2-5 is a very strong shout, and I'm going to try something to double that up with once some of the more markets are out later in the week.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep an eye out for that on the channel. Let's have a look at the top of the table. Celtic at home to Hearts on Saturday. And I think if Celtic win their next two games, given they play Hearts on Saturday, they play Rangers next weekend, they will be virtually champions, Greg.
Yeah, I think so. They're more to get back into this position, Celtic, obviously aided by Rangers dropping points at Dundee and Ross County. Fully expect them to win this match and comfortably. 1-4 for Celtic. Be quite keen to see Celtic first half corners. Similar for Rangers as well when they play Kilmarnock on Sunday. But yeah, I don't see anything other than a home win here.
Yeah, Div Hearts still need a point to secure third place. Not sure they'll get it at the weekend, I kind of think. This is as big a game as it comes for Celtic. I think win this one and then probably next weekend takes care of itself when Rangers come visiting Celtic Park.
Very dismissive of Hearts for you boys, considering they've beaten Celtic twice this season. But yeah, I do get what you're saying. Obviously, Hearts pretty much now guaranteed third place. They've been in good form though. They've only lost twice in the last 18 league games, and as I say, they've beaten Celtic twice in that run. So I can see them going to Celtic Park and getting a goal. But I do think Celtic will probably win this. I think corners is the angle here. Celtic are hitting big numbers again. Although the line for this game set at 11, which is quite high. So I think, as Greg says, probably mix that kind of first half corners to try and bring that line down a little bit. It's 21 corners when they last met in Glasgow. Celtic won 18-3. And there was 14 when they last met at Tynecastle, with both teams getting 7 each. So it should be a nice open game. Celtic, obviously, at home, as you say, the incentive is there. The next two home games are huge. They win them both. Pretty much the title is there. So no better incentive than that. So I'm sure they'll probably get the better of the Jambos, but I certainly wouldn't be touching them, given the Hearts. I've already beat them twice.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think also just the nerves at this stage of the season can produce some strange results, I suppose, but certainly it's a game where Celtic will expect to enjoy a lot of possession. So yeah, no prices for corners just yet, but as both yourself and Greg have highlighted, I think that those first half corners could be the way to go. Corners might be an angle at Ibrox on Sunday as well. It's Rangers v Kilmarnock. Rangers could be 6 points behind by the time the game kicks off. Interesting to note that Kelly got 5 corners on the last visit to Ibrox, Greg.
Yeah, they did. It was quite unexpected. Not sure what to make of this match for Killy. It's a free hit for them. They're well safe in fourth. No one's going to catch them in fourth place. So they can initially go out and enjoy their day. And I guess the biggest thing for me is, providing Celtic beat Hearts on Saturday, massive amount of pressure on Rangers on Sunday to get the 3 points. And if Kilmarnock can keep things tight early on, you'll see the frustration grow at Ibrox. And that's maybe something that Kilmarnock can seize upon.
Yeah, and I know you like looking corners, Div.
Yeah, I think Kilmarnock have had over 3.5 corners on the road in 94% of their games this season, including 5 at Ibrox and 4 at Celtic Park. So there's absolutely no reason to oppose them getting corners at Ibrox. Rangers have conceded 2 corners or more in 16 or 17 home games, so they do concede corners, and I think Kelly to get over 3.5 sounds reasonable. Kilmarnock have scored in all 3 games with Rangers this season. They've also only lost 2 of the last 19 games in the league, which is an absolutely unbelievable stat. Both of those defeats were against Rangers, though. So, obviously, they've got their work cut out at Ibrox on Saturday, but Sunday, sorry. But as Greg says, kind of free hit for them. They're going to finish fourth. They've had a brilliant season, and they can go there and enjoy themselves. I wouldn't rule them out scoring at all. I thought Rangers defensively looked vulnerable on Sunday in Paisley, and I don't see that changing even at home. So Kilmarnock, I think, to get a goal and maybe get a couple of corners would be the sort of good shouts for a bet builder here.
Yeah, should be a fascinating weekend at the top of the table as well as down at the bottom, as we've kind of discussed already on the podcast earlier. Let's have a look at League One and League Two before we wrap up. In League One, it's Falkirk, who are still unbeaten, top of the table, 1 game away from being invincible. Div.
Incredible, absolutely incredible, and it's brilliant because it's given them something else to play for after winning the league. And I've seen some of their fans on Twitter going, "Oh, I'm praying that we can get it." It actually means a lot to them.
Yeah, so it should.
You know, they're scoring plenty of goals still. They're scoring loads. They have conceded in 7 of the last 8 though, and they've both teams to score in the last 7 games. They've got defensive issues. I think they've got players suspended and injured in the middle of their defence, but I don't see them losing. I'll have really nothing to play for, and they'll have one eye in the playoffs midweek. But Bairns have hit 12 goals past Aloe in 3 games this season, so it's got goals in it this game. I think it might be a draw, whatever, but there's going to be goals in it. I think Falkirk will try and get a couple of early goals, settle everybody down, and enjoy their day. So yeah, I think Falkirk maybe to win over 2.5 goals, something like that, in this. Seems like a reasonable shout. I think they've had an unbelievable season, and John McGlynn worthy of a list in the Manager of the Year awards.
Yeah, well done to him. Fantastic season for Falkirk, Greg. But match of the day in League One is still in Albion v Annan, who are both trying to avoid that playoff place down the bottom.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? Both sides on 38 points, nothing between the sides. Obviously, Annan have got a slightly better goal difference, so they can travel to Stirling knowing that a draw keeps them up. And I've got a bit of a soft spot for Annan. They've been good for goals this season. I think they're probably one of the form sides in the league, to be fair. They've only lost 1 of their last 9. And I know Div's got a plethora of stats to back up Annan's goal-scoring exploits this season. But I think for me, this match should have goals in it. I might look at potentially Stirling Albion corners, just knowing that they have to win this match to stay up. So that does change the dynamics a little bit. Annan knowing that a draw will do them. So it'll be interesting to see how Annan approach this match.
Let's have them, Dev.
Well, no, I wouldn't say plethora, Greg, but Annan have scored in the last 18 league games. But they've also conceded in 14, the last 14. So both teams, the scores landed in the last 14 games. But given that Annan have scored in 18, and so they're almost guaranteed to get a goal at Forth Bank on Saturday, and with Stirling needing to win, the dynamic of that game should surely be that Stirling are going to have to chase. So I can see goals in this game. I think Annan to win at 3.0 looks massive, given their current form. I don't think Stirling have been playing particularly well, but they are decent, better at home than they are on the road. So Annan unbeaten against Stirling this season, 2 wins and a draw. So, yeah, Annan double chance, 1.6, definitely appeals. But if you're brave, then Annan to win at 3.0 looks really, really tempting to me.
Yeah, another one where there should be goals. Not a lot at stake in the other 3 games in League One, Greg.
No, I would advise just kind of leave them alone. I think Cove are a scandalous fight at 11 against Edinburgh City. Wouldn't be surprised again for Edinburgh City to score in that match. They've been scoring pretty much in all their games, Edinburgh City, albeit losing most of them. And the rest of the matches as well, nothing really to play for either Hamilton, Kell team and Chosen Queen in the South. So, yeah, focus on Stirling Albion Annan.
Yep, anything else in League One for you, Div?
No, not at all. Nope, leave them alone.
So Edinburgh City are going to be relegated from League One, swapping place with the Mustang Housemuir, who have long been crowned champions in League Two. Last week, they made it an incredible 8th draw in succession, Greg. Could they make it 9 this weekend against Stranraer, who are mired down the bottom with Clyde, and then that two-way battle to avoid the playoff against East Kilbride?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Obviously, 8 draws in a row doesn't happen very often. Last game of the season, Stenishmuir promoted. They've had their party time. On the other side of that, Stranraer absolutely fighting for their lives, knowing that they have to pick up 3 points here, and also hope that Clyde failed to pick up a win at Elgin. So, for me, Stranraer double chance potentially are 2-5. It's not the worst of shouts. They're not the worst side at home, Stranraer, so potentially the Stranraer win is also an angle as well. But they're up against a side who are top of the league, going up as champions, and they don't lose many games. They've only lost 3 games all season, albeit they've been in a 8-match drawing run. So I think Stranraer double chance is probably the best bet out of those ones for me in League Two.
Yeah, and the other game down the bottom, which we need to pay attention to, is Clyde's match at Elgin. Div Clyde have been bottom for the majority of the season. I think I make it 27 weeks of the season they've been bottom. Have they timed their run to perfection?
Yeah, I think they've obviously improved since January, since their dealings in the January window. They've lost just two of the last seven, so they've probably just about deserved to get themselves out of trouble. A tough game at Elgin, albeit Elgin don't have much to play for. They're unbeaten in seven at home. They are decent, very decent at home. At Borough Briggs, they'll be a hard nut to crack, but a draw will probably be enough for Clyde. I think Stranraer are a couple of goals worse off than them as well. Even if they were to beat Steny, they'd have to do it by two or three goals, so a draw will probably be enough there. And I can actually see both games being draws, albeit I don't know what odds you'd get in Stranraer and Stenismuir having nine draws in a row, but there you go, nine in a row, here we go.
Here we go. To be fair to Clyde, Greg, they've beaten Stranraer in recent weeks and also won Bonnyrigg as well, teams round about them. So they have turned up when they've had to at times.
Yeah, they have. And they also drew 2-2 with Stenismuir a few weeks ago. I think they were 1-0 up in that game and lost a goal right in half-time. So it'd be no surprise here to see Clyde go up to Elgin and win, just given what's at stake. A little bit short, if I... We did obviously suggest Clyde last weekend in the same sort of predicament at home to East Fife. Needed to get the win. East Fife had nothing to play for, and they won that match 1-0. So this match has got the look of a 1-0 Clyde win to me.
Yeah. The only other game, well, I suppose at the top, we've got three teams who could kind of shuffle about a wee bit in second, third and fourth place to determine who plays who in the playoffs. And on Saturday, we've got Peterhead against Dumbarton. A draw kind of does Peterhead. I just wonder how teams go into these games, Greg, knowing that they're already in the playoffs and it's just a matter of, you know, who they're going to be playing, depending on where they finish.
Yeah, it must be really tough. I don't know either how it works in terms of second, third and fourth, how that works for who they play in terms of home and away. So there's only a few points between the three sides. Peterhead 57, Dumbarton 57, Spartans 55. So I'm pretty sure all three clubs will want to go out and try and finish third. Second. So, yeah, it's difficult to gauge at this part of the season when essentially there's nothing to play for.
Yeah. Again, a couple of games probably best left alone, Div.
Yeah, and the league of draws in recent weeks, you know, another three out of the five games were draws last week. So if, again, like me, you're a mug punter who likes a wee flutter on a draw treble or something, then this is the league for you. Absolutely barrel loads of draws in recent weeks, and I don't see that being massively different this weekend either.
Yeah, just when you look at that forum table, it's just draws everywhere. In fact, the top four teams haven't lost a game between them for the last 6 weeks, so that probably bodes well for a draw in that Peterhead-Dumbarton game as well. Okay, anything else to cover before we wrap up for the week?
Not for me.
Okay, let's have a wee recap of your bets for the weekend then. Start with you, Greg.
So yeah, starting on Friday night in the Championship, I'm taking Queen's Park to beat Airdrie at 10 to 11. And also in the Championship on Friday, I'm taking Inverness to beat Morton at 11-10. I'm also backing all five Championship games over 1.5 match goals, and that pays just below 3-1. And there's quite a few bets of fancy from the other remaining games in the Premiership in Scotland. Dundee at 2-5. I'll likely have a cards and corners angle from Ross County Hibs, and they'll probably have some corners angles from Rangers, Kilmarnock and Celtic versus Hearts.
Okay, and Div?
Aberdeen St Johnstone, I've gone for under 2.5 goals and over 6 match corners, which is 1.87. Dundee St Mirren over 2.5 goals, which is evens. Motherwell Livingston, Motherwell to win in under 13 corners, which is evens. And I've got over 3.5 corners at Ibrox, which I have absolutely no idea what price that's going to be. And then into League One, I think Annan 3.0 is definitely worth a shout. And Falkirk to win in over 2.5 goals, which looks pretty good to me.
Yep, and five draws in League Two, right?
and pick some draws from the Championship, League One and League Two, and the dead rubbers, and you won't be too far off.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, don't forget, if you want to join Greg's channel, you can find out all the details on Twitter at Browning84Greg. And just a wee note of congratulations, I suppose, Greg, another season of profit, the fourth in a row since launching the channel.
Yeah, it's been really good. I think it's always hard between kind of January, February, March time for punters. And that's been the case across the last, well, across all four seasons since we started the channel. However, we do really well in the summer. So I guess from June right through to Christmas time, they're probably our best months on the channel. But yeah, 4 months profit, really pleased with that. We've obviously been aided as well by some brilliant and post picks, which have helped, which is really good. And we're still to collect our Livingston bets as well. And potentially St Johnstone finishing bottom two as well. So yeah, there's going to be some hefty profit going back to members over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Say that bit again, Greg. St Johnstone to finish bottom two. I love it. You love to see it.
Every cloud and all that.
Every cloud, exactly.
Yeah, and also just remind people that although the Scottish season ends, there's still plenty going on in the summer with Norwegian football, and of course we've got the Euros coming up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Norway's well in flight now. The match day four, match day five. We've done really well so far on the lower league stuff. We've got 3-3 on Monday. We've got a lower league winner as well on Sunday. So Divisions 2 and Divisions 3, we kind of up and speak about these leagues quite a lot, but rightly so, producing winners for us already. So they'll be a staple part of our betting over kind of May, June, July. And as you say, the Euros start in a couple of months as well. So lots to look forward to.
Yeah, and of course we'll be recording this weekend's Norwegian podcast with David Weatherston as well, so don't miss that. Don't forget also to pay pieandbovril.com a visit, where you can discuss all things Scottish football, and you can follow Div on Twitter at pieandbov. So make sure you give him a follow too. And that's us for this week. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for being on the podcast, Div. Appreciate it.
Always welcome. Always welcome.
Thanks very much for listening, and best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Yeah, cheers guys, and good luck.